I promise you we will read it.
My name is Emily Posner. I stand before you as an engaged citizen of the state of Maine, committed and willing to struggle for the belief that all men and women are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as said in the Declaration of Independence. I live in the headwaters of the marvelous Sheepskin River, and I'm a proud resident of the town of Mottville, and I'm here today to express my support for LD 1611 and act to ensure the humane treatment of special management prisoners. I am a community organizer, and it is perhaps these credentials that separate my testimony from the others that you will hear today. My personal and professional life, my goals, and my ambitions are wrapped into a unique daily routine focused on developing safe, secure, and sustainable communities here in Maine. I've worked in diverse settings throughout the state and country, as well as across racial, ethnic, and class differences. I am in the trenches every single day, listening, observing, and working to make my home, my neighborhood, and my state a better place for the generations to come. Through these multiple life experiences, I've developed an expertise in the place and in the field of community development, and with confidence, I believe that I can identify many of the social forces that destabilize the safety and security of families and neighborhoods. At the foundation of my confidence is an unwavering conviction that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And if we take the time to fully assess the root causes of most of the social, economic, and political ills we as a people face, we cannot help but see the salient and universal truth that I just quoted, first spoken by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. over 40 years ago. Thus enter my concerns regarding prison and ultimately the use of solitary confinement. The testimony that you have heard today, I believe, undoubtedly shows that there is an overuse and abuse of segregation in Maine's prisons, and that it is systematically creating an environment of injustice and indignity. And as a community organizer and a woman, I hope everyone remembers that one-third of all women face some sort of violence in their life, whether it be sexual abuse, assault, or rape, which means that probably a third of the women in here might have gone through something like that. So we are in the trenches every day, whether we're in the prison or out. And it is my social duty to point out that such injustice in turn undermines the safety, security, health, and vibrancy of our homes, our streets, and our neighborhoods. The problem as it stands today is not with correctional officers or prison administrators, but it is with an antiquated policy that permits this practice with little oversight and regulation. Therefore, it is your duty and obligation as our elected officials to rectify the problem that is so clearly before us. This is not something that can be tabled, studied, or saved for another session, as the well-being of too many Maine residents is at risk. Mohandas Gandhi used to say that a man is but the product of his thoughts, and what he thinks, he becomes. Long-term social isolation is known to clutter and deorganize a prisoner's thoughts, cause paranoia, psychosis, mania, anxiety, or compulsive acts of self-abuse and suicide. Dr. Jerry Hoopers reports in his testimony that has been submitted to this committee that recent research confirms that of all successful suicides that occur in a correctional system, approximately 50% involve prisoners in some form of isolated confinement. What does this say about us if our institutions produce psychotic, manic, violent, and suicidal men and women? I am a member of the grassroots people's network called Mainers Against the Abuse of Solitary Confinement, and I worked very closely on the writing of LD 1611. I would like to reiterate Representative Schaaf's clarification of this bill's drafting errors in sections 3 and 4, but outside of these errors, I staunchly believe that the language of this bill provides the needed statutory mechanisms that limit the use of solitary confinement to when it is truly needed, while upholding constitutional and human rights standards. This bill has four significant points. It places a cap on the amount of consecutive days a prisoner may remain in solitary confinement, with the exception of certain clearly defined conditions that may require an extended stay in the special management unit. It bans the placement of mentally ill inmates in segregation and mandates the removal of an inmate if he or she begins to suffer with a serious mental illness while housed in the special management unit under high-risk disciplinary or administrative segregation status. It bans the use of restraint chair and four-point restraints, and it establishes a fair and meaningful review process that ensures the protection of a prisoner's constitutional right to due process. LD 1611 was drafted after months of careful legal, medical, and historical research. Maine segregation policies were carefully reviewed and contrasted to emerging constitutional mental health studies. LD-1611 does not take the tools of segregation away from the Department of Corrections, but instead mandates its long-term use fall under stricter criteria. Thomas Jefferson once said, "I am not an advocate for frequent changes in laws and institutions, but laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind. As that becomes more developed, more enlightened, as new discoveries are made, new truths discovered, and manners and opinions change, with the change of circumstances, institutions must advance in order to keep pace with the times. The time then has come now for the law and institutions to change and be." In reference to the management of the Special Management Unit, Commissioner Magnuson was quoted in November 11th, 2005 issue of the Portland Phoenix saying, "We should be more open to see if there are better ways to operate it." Making change, I understand, is not easy, but our current policy violates understood standards of human rights as well as the Constitution. LD-1611 provides us with a great opportunity to improve prison conditions and subsequently our neighborhoods, and I urge you to send this bill to the House floor. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Moser. Are there any questions? Thank you, and I am now going over to opponents.